All right, part three of the Asian World Project.
And this time we're going to be focusing on the achievements of the Tang and Song dynasties.
All right, first of all, they became the largest nation in the world at the time, which is pretty huge because, you know, everybody would, like, you know, look up to them. Chinese poetry, pretty cool, I guess. They made poetry. Probably sparked more literature.
Probably other countries and empires.
Yeah, yeah.
Started doing it after they traveled over there and did trade.
Yeah. You know, they made gunpowder. They were actually trying to make a potion of immortality, which would make them, you know, immortal. But they ended up making gunpowder, which pretty much changed the course of history until up to now, I guess.
Yeah, it would make defending their empire easier.
Yeah.
And then they make fireworks.
Yeah, they make fireworks, guns, shortly after. They also made a compass.
They made cannons, too.
Yeah, cannons. It was also good for, I think, wounds, I guess. If you put gunpowder over it, then
it'll get rid of... if you put it over it and then light it on fire, it closes it because it's like that hot knife or something on an open wound.
Mm-hmm. They made a compass, which was good because they could travel further, knowing that they wouldn't get lost, so they can know their way back. They can know which direction is which, so if someone says they're coming to the south, then you would know where the south was because you had a compass.
Yeah, and other nations and empires and all would be able to use that to get over there and trade more.
Yeah, make it easier.